Everyone's heard of the Three Musketeers by the great Alexander Dumas, and of Aramis, Porthos, and Athos, careers of bravado and ooh-la-la-la. But please let me sing you, my dears, of a different Three Musketeers. There's Walter and Meese and Corbeau, la-la-la, la-la-la, Walter and Meese and Corbeau. Boston has Walter, Chicago has Meese, Corbeau flits around between Paris and Nice. It's Walter and Meese and Corbeau, a great architectural crew. And if you can endure just pure architecture, get Walter or Meese or Corbeau. When Walter designed the Bauhaus, Der Adolf said, ah, fuss is louse. The Bauhaus at last quickly met its decease. Not a creature was stirring, not even a Meese. It caused quite a hullabaloo. But Adolf, thank heaven, is through. So it's wie geht's, how goes it, vot sante und prosit to Walter and Meese and Corbeau. Walter and Meese and Corbeau, la la la, la la la, bad the beaux are sad ado. Form follows function, jawohl, sprecht der Walt. Corbeau said wee wee, and der Meese said gewalt. They soon threw the classics askew. Most everyone got in the queue, and built by the mile international style after Walter and Meese and Corbeau. Walter and Meese and Corbeau still cause a lot of to-do. They're widely discussed at effete seminars, and I've heard their names bandied about in low bars. There are other good men, it is true, but between you and me, entre nous, when we cry in our beers, the three great musketeers are Walter and Meese and Corbeau. One day they will all meet their fates and enter through St. Peter's gates. Who'll get the commission for the redesign and overall planning for cloud number 9 when Walter and Meese and Corbeau compete at their last rendezvous? Will it be Frank Lloyd Wright or McKim, Mead and White, or Walter or Meese or Corbeau?